Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And I hope you've been having a fantastic week, and let you know this is 2025 and I'm just looking forward to what the Lord is going to do. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what's going on. The news may be rocky and the world is shaking, and yeah, it should be shaking because God's word must come to pass. But always remember that you have the authority and the power of God is in you, and you can shape your world with your words. Yes, I'm going to say that again. You can shape your world with your words. You are a speaking spirit. And you have authority. You have been created in the image of God. And when you speak, things happen. And this broadcast is called The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality, for a reason. Because I'm here to encourage people that when you speak, things happen. And we are created in the likeness of God. So we act like God. And God did not do anything in this world until he spoke it. I'm going to say that again. God did not do anything in this world until he spoke it. And I know you may think, oh, that's a bit of an unusual title. But it says here, yeah, unusual ways that we can be like Jesus. And the first way we can be like Jesus is this. Jesus spoke to things like there were people. Yeah. Look at the life of Jesus. Go through the scriptures. Go through Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Jesus spoke to things as if they were people. When you look at Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and this is actually that's the scripture that birthed in my spirit back in 2007. It exploded in my spirit while I was fasting and I was just there seeking the face of God, and this blew up. And this is where the book came. And every time I went into the word of God, all I saw was the power of words. What happened when they spoke? Who spoke it? What they happened when they spoke, or who they spoke it to, and the effects of those words, because our words have effect. I'm going to say that again. Our words have effect. And especially if you are anointed, if you are born again believer, listen to me, your words carry weight, your words carry power. So we've got to be careful what we speak, who we speak to, and what we are speaking. I'm going to say it again. We've got to be careful what we speak, when we speak, and who we are speaking to. And if we're going to be like Jesus, we're going to have to speak like Jesus. Jesus came to the fig tree and he was looking for fruit, as you know, Mark 11, and he found none. It says the time of figs, but the figs bear fruit twice a year, and there should have been some sort of fruit there, and he found none. And the Bible says he spoke down to the fig tree. He cursed the fig tree. To curse is to speak down to. So I would say, don't let anybody speak down to you or tell you you'll be nothing, or you'll never make it, or you're worthless. You're just like your father. When negative words try to come your way, or like some people at work and they say, oh, here comes trouble, you correct them quickly. I'm not trouble. I'm a solution. Amen. Because words have power. So you always counter people's negative words over your life. Amen. Because to curse is to speak down, but it's to bless is to bless. Is to speak up and speak a blessing and a promotion and prosperity and favor, amen, God's love and good things over your life. And the Bible says that he says, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So Jesus spoke to the fig tree, and as we know, the fig tree presently began to die, trying to wither at the root. And where did it wither? It withered at the root. It withered in the realm of the invisible. And what people need to understand is when we speak, you may not see things taking place just yet, but in the realm of the spirit, which is the invisible realm, that's where things are taking place. That's where things are being formed, and that's where things begin to start manifesting, because nothing happens in the natural until it happens first in the spiritual realm. So you've got to be careful what you are speaking. So if we're going to be like Jesus, unusual ways we want to be like Jesus, we've got to start speaking like Jesus. Amen. Jesus spoke to things like they were people. When they went to the storm and they were going over to the other side, and the Bible says that Jesus fell asleep. The Bible says that a great storm rose up and the wind was contrary, and they were in peril of their life, like we're going to die. And these are experienced fishermen, so you know it must have been a really bad storm. You know, it wasn't just any ordinary storm. This was something that I've never seen this before. Our lives are in danger. We're about to die. And they awoke him and said, Master, don't you care lest we perish? And the Bible says he arose and he just rebuked the wind and he rebuked the sea. And the Bible says there was a great calm. He rebuked it like it was a person. Be quiet, be still, no more wind, no more rain. He spoke to things like there were people. Amen. He spoke to things like they were people. And if we're going to be like Jesus, I suggest we start doing the same. He said, listen, if you've got a mountain in your life, and he's not talking a natural mountain, but if there's something that appears like a mountain, mountains of sickness, you speak to that sickness. My body's healed. I'm healthy and wealthy. No weapon formed against my body shall prosper. You speak to your body. You speak to that growth. You speak to that cancer. You speak to that reoccurring headache. You speak to diabetes. You speak, amen, to high blood pressure. You speak to cholesterol. Speak to your body. You command your body to come into line with the word of God. Now listen, we also got to act in accordance with what our body needs. So if there's certain things that we're eating that we know are not good for us, we've got to cut it out. Because it's like putting poison in our body and then saying, hey, I'm well. No, if there's certain things you're going to need to change, you need to change it. Amen. And as you make those changes, now you start speaking health over your body. Amen. Don't be foolish with this. You've got to work in line with what God wants. Amen. If you need to drink more water, drink more water. Water is good for you. Forget the sugary drinks. I'm not a health fanatic, but I just like to encourage people that we've got to work with God. Amen. God wants us well, but also God wants us working with him. So we speak to our body, speak to that mountain, speak to your marriage, speak to that son that's not doing what you're supposed to do, speak to your finances, you speak. He spoke to things as though they were people. Jesus spoke to things as though they were listening. I'm going to say that again. The Bible says in Mark 11, he said he answered the fig tree. So he said the fig tree gave him no fruit. So the fig tree was actually telling him, well, I'm not giving you anything. And the Bible says, and he answered the fig tree. So we've got to speak to things like they were listening. You speak to your bank account like you're listening. Speak to the ministry. Speak to your job. You speak. Speak to things. Amen. Jesus spoke to storms. He spoke to dead people. He spoke to demons and they responded. He spoke to blind eyes and they opened. He spoke to deaf ears and they opened. He spoke to the lame and they walked. He spoke things and they responded. So you've got to speak in faith. If you have faith and doubt not. So you've got to be careful when you speak. It says death and life are in the power of the tongue. So there's death that we can speak in our words. And there's life that we can speak. But God is saying, I need you to speak life. Because you're going to eat the fruit of what you're speaking. So you've got to learn to speak life. And speak it continually. Unusual ways that we can be like Jesus. When Jesus spoke, as I said, things respond. I believe there is a spirit behind everything. There is a spirit behind everything. There's a spirit behind sickness. There's a spirit behind cancer. There's a spirit behind AIDS. There's a spirit behind poverty. There's a spirit behind addictions. These are spirits, but you are a speaking spirit. And the Bible says the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is dwelling within us. Amen. We're made of him in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. We are a habitation of God, the word of God declares. So we've got to speak. It was almost saying as if the fig tree was saying, I will not give you fruit. So Jesus answered. He spoke to storms, Mark 4:39. He rebuked them. He cast out spirits with his word, Matthew 8:16. He spoke to dead people, John chapter 11, verse 43. So we should do the same. We should speak to things as though they were listening and command. Jesus used authority. He spoke with authority. When you speak, don't speak with doubt. Don't speak as though, oh, I hope it might happen. No, it says if you have faith and doubt not. Doubt is the blockage to any answered prayer. Doubt is the blockage to anything that you want to see manifest in your life. When you speak, you've got to believe that these things happen. I believe it says in the book of Joshua that Joshua was in a battle, and he was a battle of how many, what, five or six kings? And the Bible says, instead of saying, hey, God, give me the necks of my enemies, he said, he spoke to the sun. He said, sun, you stand still over there, moon, you stand in the valley of Ajalon. And the Bible says it stood still for a whole day. So he gave him one whole day on top of another day. And the Bible says the sun responded, the moon responded to a man's command. And it was never a day like it where the sun and the moon responded to a man's command. The anointing was on his life and he knew he could have what he said. And you've got to know, when you speak, things happen. And he spoke to the impossible, what looked impossible. And God will sometimes say, speak to that in situation that looks impossible. You're trying to make that contract and it looks like there's other business or other organizations that look like they're more wealthy than you or they're more experienced than you. And sometimes you've got to change the way you think or look about yourself. You're not a grasshopper, you're a giant killer. And sometimes you're saying, oh well, I think there's about six companies going for this contract and I'm just a little me, I'm just a little small organization. And no, you've got to say to yourself, God is with me and this contract is mine. You've got to speak to things as though they listen. Joshua spoke to the sun. Elijah called down fire from heaven. Amen. Elijah called down fire from heaven. What is it that you need? What is it that you want in heaven to respond? What are you calling down from heaven? What are you asking heaven to respond to your cry today? He said, heaven, fix my marriage. Heaven, give me clarity. Give me direction. What way is it that you want me to go? What direction is it you want me to take? Have faith and believe. When the centurion came to Jesus, he said, listen, my son's sick. My servant's sick and I just need my servant healed. And Jesus is about to come and he said, listen, you don't even need to come. Just speak the word. That's all you need to do. Just speak the word only. And Jesus marveled. He said, I haven't seen such great faith in all Israel. And he said, even as you have believed. And he went away and his servant was healed. He said, Jesus, you don't even have to come, but just speak. And some of us, listen, people may be sick and certain things are going on. And listen, all you need to do, listen, I don't need to come there. All I need to do is speak. Because when I speak, things happen. So you have power when you speak. So when you know that you have power when you speak, you're going to use your words wisely and not loosely. The Bible says, I believe in the book of James chapter 1, be slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to hear. You've got to be more reserved and use your words wisely because you know that your words carry power. Jesus spoke to things as though they were people. So you've got to now get into the habit and start speaking to everything like it will respond to you when it happens. When you speak, you've got to start speaking to that mountain. Speaking to that mountain that's been in your way. Speaking to that hindrance that's been hindering you for years. Speaking to your finances and speaking to that family situation. You want to be like Jesus? Start speaking like Jesus. The Bible says he spoke to the fig tree and he cursed it. And the Bible says his disciples heard it. Let people hear your confession. Some people think you're crazy and they say, what is he talking about? He's crazy. But let people hear your confession because the Bible says in Mark 11, and his disciples heard it. Let people hear your confession. Let them hear you speaking God's word. Let them hear you speaking what you're believing to come to pass. Because the Bible says the very next day when they went past this fig tree, they saw it began to wither from the root. And that's when Jesus explained, listen, not just to this fig tree, but any mountain that you are facing. Now, I don't know what you're facing, dear listener, and I don't know what you're going through, but stop agreeing with the situation. Jesus didn't see the fig tree and say, oh my gosh, no more fruits, what am I going to do? Oh my God, I'm so hungry. No, he didn't agree with the situation. He spoke concerning the situation. Amen. Don't agree with your situation. Speak concerning your situation. Speak what you want to see happen. Speak. Don't agree with the situation. When you agree with the situation won't change. But when you speak God's word or you speak the word of God concerning your situation, things must change. Because he said, the words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. You want to start being like Jesus? Start speaking like Jesus. Start acting like Jesus. Start thinking like Jesus. Why? Because we have the mind of Christ. You are born to win. This has been me, Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality, with me, your host, Kevin Treasure. I can never end my broadcast without letting people know about the love of God in Christ Jesus and giving you an invitation to give your heart to the Lord. The Bible is true. His infallible word is from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus Christ came. He was born of a virgin. He done miracles, signs and wonders. He died for our sins. No one took his life, but he gave it up freely for me and for you. He took what we deserved. Amen. But more importantly, he rose again triumphantly. Amen. And the Bible says, if anyone calls upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. But you've got to repent. Repentance simply means a change of direction, a change from going your way and putting your trust in his way. So it's simple to be saved. You simply say, listen, Father, I repent. Forgive me of every sin. Wash away my sins. Come into my heart. I make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and teach me to do your will. Write my name, yes, in the Lamb's Book of Life, and teach me to do your will. If you said that prayer, welcome into the family of God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Write me, email me, text me, get in contact with me. Let me know about this wonderful life you have in Christ. We do support, we do appreciate your support. If you can support the ministry in any way, financial, so I can get the gospel out, because my heartbeat is souls. My heartbeat is souls for the kingdom of God. Yes, I write books, I preach the gospel, I preach it out in the streets, preach out in churches, but my heartbeat, God's heartbeat is souls. So if you're willing to partner with me, please give. Look at the details in the section. But please give. If you cannot give, at least pray. Amen. Prayer is free. So at least make a promise to pray for me. Pray that God will open doors of utterance, that I may boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in demonstration of miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you for tuning in. Be blessed until we meet the next time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.